Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In previous episodes, we've explored lucid dreams, emotional healing through REM sleep, and the reasons we dream. But today, we turn to one of the most unsettling dream experiences, nightmares. Nightmares can be vivid, disturbing, and emotionally intense. They often jolt us awake in fear, leave us unsettled for hours, or even make us afraid to fall asleep again. But what causes nightmares? What do they mean? And can they be prevented or even transformed? In this episode, we'll explore the psychology and science behind nightmares, their connection to mental health, and ways to cope with or change them. What is a nightmare? A nightmare is a frightening or disturbing dream that often leads to sudden awakening and strong negative emotions, usually fear, anxiety, sadness, or anger. While anyone can have a nightmare occasionally, recurrent nightmares may signal deeper emotional struggles or stress. Nightmares typically occur during REM sleep, when the brain is most active and emotional memories are processed. They often contain themes like falling, being chased, losing someone, or facing danger. Though the details vary from person to person, the feelings they provoke are intense and lingering. What causes nightmares? Nightmares can be caused by many factors. Let's look at the most common ones. Stress and anxiety. When you're overwhelmed in waking life by school, work, relationships, or major life changes, your brain may use dreams to process those emotions. The more stress you're under, the more likely you are to have intense, negative dreams. Trauma. People who've experienced trauma, such as abuse, accidents, or war, often suffer from post-traumatic nightmares. These dreams can replay the trauma directly or take symbolic forms. In PTSD, nightmares may be so frequent that they disrupt sleep, worsen mental health, and reduce quality of life. Sleep disorders. Conditions like insomnia, narcolepsy, and sleep apnea are linked to higher rates of nightmares. Irregular sleep patterns can increase REM rebound. When the brain tries to catch up on missed REM sleep, intensifying dreams. Medications and substances. Some medications, such as antidepressants, blood pressure drugs, and sleep aids, can trigger vivid or disturbing dreams. Alcohol withdrawal and recreational drugs may also increase nightmares. Illness and fever. Physical conditions like fever can trigger nightmares, often with bizarre or surreal content due to the body's altered internal state. Diet and late-night eating. Eating close to bedtime can increase metabolism and brain activity, which might lead to more vivid and intense dreams, including nightmares. The psychology of nightmares. From a psychological perspective, nightmares are a mirror of our inner fears, anxieties, and unresolved conflicts. Carl Jung believed nightmares weren't enemies, but messages from the unconscious, urging us to pay attention to parts of ourselves we're ignoring. For example, being chased may represent avoidance in real life. Falling could symbolize loss of control. Being trapped might reflect emotional or situational confinement. Losing a loved one can mirror attachment anxiety or grief. Even though nightmares are unpleasant, they may serve an important purpose, emotional warning signals. Just as physical pain tells you something's wrong with your body, nightmares may alert you to issues in your emotional or mental life. When nightmares become a problem, occasional nightmares are normal, but chronic nightmares, defined as disturbing dreams that occur repeatedly and interfere with sleep or daily functioning, can seriously affect your well-being. This condition is known as nightmare disorder. Nightmare disorder can lead to poor sleep quality, daytime fatigue, mood disturbances, fear of sleeping. It's often associated with PTSD, generalized anxiety, or depression. In these cases, addressing the underlying mental health issue is crucial to reducing nightmare frequency and intensity. Can we treat or control nightmares? Yes, nightmares can be treated, and in some cases, consciously altered. Here are a few methods supported by research. Imagery rehearsal therapy, IRT. This technique involves rewriting the nightmare's ending while awake, then mentally rehearsing the new version daily. Over time, the brain may adopt the revised dream narrative during sleep, reducing fear and distress. Lucid dreaming. Once lucid, a dreamer can consciously confront or change the nightmare's content. Instead of running, they might stop and face the threat, ask it questions, or change the environment. Some lucid dreamers transform monsters into harmless figures or open locked doors to escape danger. Relaxation techniques before bed. Breathing exercises, meditation, and calming bedtime routines can lower stress levels, reducing the emotional triggers that fuel nightmares. Therapy and counseling. Working with a therapist can uncover unresolved trauma or anxiety driving recurring nightmares. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is especially effective in addressing sleep-related issues. Medication in severe cases. In some PTSD-related cases, doctors may prescribe medications like prazosine, which can reduce nightmares by altering brain chemicals involved in fear processing. Should you interpret nightmares? While not every nightmare needs deep interpretation, paying attention to recurring themes can be revealing. You might ask yourself, what feelings did the nightmare leave behind? Do any symbols or scenarios feel familiar? Could the dream reflect something in your waking life that's being avoided? You don't have to be a psychologist to explore the emotional tone of a nightmare. Sometimes, simply acknowledging fear or anxiety in a dream can reduce its intensity in future sleep. Nightmares are more than just bad dreams. They are powerful expressions of the mind's emotional landscape, sometimes painful, sometimes cryptic, but always worth noticing. Though they can be frightening, nightmares may offer us the chance to confront, understand, and ultimately heal from what troubles us most. In our next episode, we'll take a closer look at recurring dreams, why some dreams play on repeat night after night, and what they may be trying to tell us. Until then, sleep deeply. And if nightmares come, know that they too have something to say. This is the science behind dreams.